Greetings. Welcome to Naturally. This is Brigitte Mars. So this time of year, we are starting to see cranberries in the store. They don't make it into the store all year round. Cranberries, Vaccinium species, there's many of them, are in the same family as blueberries. And if you are a nature nut like myself, you might also know the plant Uva ursi, or kinnikinick, that grows in our mountains. They're relatives too, and so is heather. So cranberries and all those other ones I mentioned are in the heath family or the Ericaceae family. So I think when cranberries are available and you can find them organically, you might want to buy a few bags of them and then just store them in the freezer. They're considered sour, cool, acidic. They are really high in vitamin C and bioflavonoids. They also contain a wonderful anti-cancer compound called ellagic acid, and they're high in fiber. It's their high flavonoid content that is believed to be important in formation of visual purple, a pigment in the eyes that's essential to night vision. So cranberries are anti-scorbutic, meaning they're going to prevent scurvy. They're bronchodilating. They're antifungal, antiviral, and vasodilating. So you may have heard of them as a remedy for preventing infection from adhering to the bladder wall. And it's true. Cranberries can be a wonderful ally if you are prone to bladder infections. They can even prevent E. coli from adhering to the urinary tract. And they also can help prevention of kidney stones. And, they're quite sour, so you want to make them flavorful. And so my favorite way of using cranberries is look for bright, plump, shiny berries. Avoid those that are soft or leaky or shriveled when you're buying them. Good cranberries can actually bounce, and they can keep for up to a couple months in the refrigerator. And so rather than buying canned cranberry sauce for the holidays, just blend up your cranberries with some soaked pitted dates, some grapes, and a couple of oranges without the peel. And you could also add some coconut and just pulse it in the food processor, if you have one. And there, you've got cranberry sauce, and it only took a minute. And that way you've preserved all of the wonderful nutritious compounds in the plant. So think cranberries, they're beautiful. Thanks so much for joining me, Brigitte Mars, on Naturally.